Right now is moving time for a lot of people in Ames. If you're moving, KHOI reporter Joy B has some valuable tips for you. And if you're not moving, stay with us anyway. It's good information to have, share with your friends and family, or just keep for future use. Here's Joy.
Each year, students move in and out of apartments at this time of the year. Usually the transition goes well, but it can also happen in our community that people moving in and out of apartments, especially students, can fall victim to abuses such as illegal leasing, loss of deposits, and unfair extra charges due to lack of legal knowledge of lease laws. When these things occur, the consequences can be severe. Students, especially lower-income students, sometimes end up homeless with serious barriers of safety and well-being. Some students fail to graduate due to homelessness. There are services in the area that can help, like Student Legal Aid Services and Story County Legal Services. Preston Burris is with the Ames Tenants Union, and I spoke with him about ways for people to protect themselves. I started asking him what can go wrong.
Some common illegal leasing provisions in Ames, mandatory carpet cleaning fees, have been ruled by Iowa courts as of a couple years ago to be illegal, and landlords have to demonstrate that the carpets have more than just normal wear and tear and that they are in need of professional cleaning. They're not allowed to make you pay for professional cleaning without demonstrating that. But most leases in Ames still require people to pay upwards of $100 at the end of the leasing term to pay for carpet cleaning, and that's illegal.
Okay, and it's illegal because if it's just normal wear and tear, then you shouldn't have to pay to get it professionally cleaned. It's just when it's extreme that a tenant could be held liable.
Another common illegal leasing provision is that the landlords can have access to the apartment 24/7 without notice beforehand. That is illegal under Iowa law. Landlords are required to give 24 hours notice before entering your apartment. So that's another one to look out for.
Yeah, because that's to protect you
and
them, because you want to be aware that someone's entering your apartment. You don't just want to be surprised or scared.
Be aware of your rights. If your landlord is trying to do something illegal, email them and let them know that you know what they're doing is illegal.
And seek your advice. As far as taking pictures, when you move in an apartment, you have a move-in checklist. And why is that important to take pictures?
So that at the end of your leasing term, when you're trying to get your security deposit back, if you have a copy of that move-in sheet and if you've documented the state of the apartment with pictures and you've sent those pictures to a third source that can verify that they were taken when they were taken, you have a case against landlords trying to pull a fast one and dock you for things that were just there before you moved in.
So you want to also make sure and document things with dates and times and location. And a couple other important things are to look at amenities, if they offer the property company any amenities. You know, things like heat paid, utilities paid, water paid. And if they don't, to look and call the city of Ames and give them the address of the place you're considering. And they'll tell you the average cost of the utilities, so you're not surprised with the $200 heat bill. And then also the security of the building. Do they have security doors? Is it on a bus line? If it's on a bus line, how far would you have to walk to get to school and home from work? And then, you know, the reputation of the apartment property company. How can you find out about the reputation? Should I look online or some other means?
You can look online. I would caution when looking at online reviews to take all the really positive ones with a grain of salt, because it is very common practice in Ames for landlords to artificially inflate their positive reviews. We've seen apartment complexes where the people who work for the property manager will leave five-star reviews. We've seen instances where people who are taken to tour the apartment and sign leases often get bribed with candy to write a review when they don't even live there yet. So it's important to read the bad reviews, because those are usually pretty trustworthy. I'm not saying that all the good reviews are false, but to seriously take them with a grain of salt, because in Ames especially, they care a lot about their star rating and they will do a lot to artificially inflate positivity.
So I know one thing I did was I checked the place out in the day and night, And I did find where one place was actually had some drug activity in a rental house where I was considering, because I went at night when nobody was around and watched to see what was going on at that place. And I did suspect something. So it was good to find that out so I didn't end up renting that property. And also, you do see some people going into the apartment if you get a chance to ask them in the hallway or outside, or if you know anybody that lives in that building, it's good to ask if you can what they think of the property, how they enjoyed or did not enjoy living there. That's one way to do it.
Just a caution against newer properties. A lot of the newer buildings were made really quickly to try and cash in on the student population boom that happened a few years back. And they were oftentimes made very cheaply. And we've seen apartment complexes that don't have windows that open, are not up to fire code at all, and are just very poorly made, very thin walls.
So really make sure that there's an escape route and that your windows open, that
yeah,
and that your fire alarms are up to code.
Mm-hmm.
And then who likes having to hear the neighbors?
Yeah.
So you want to check the sound quality, possibly.
Yeah.
What is a resource, Preston, that people should look at to know their rights?
We usually refer people to Iowa Code 562A, which is the Uniform Residential Landlord and Tenant Law that will tell everyone what their rights are as tenants and what landlords' rights are as well.
How do you find out about your rights as far as the tenant union goes? You come to meetings and you'll show people or teach people about those codes and rights?
We've held rights workshops before. If you follow the union on social media, if we hold another one of those in the future, we will advertise for it.
You have meetings every month. Can you tell me how many times you meet a month?
We have two general meetings a month and then the occasional social night or rental rights workshop. Or we have a multitude of events.
So you actually help people learn how to look for their rights, how to read a lease correctly?
Earlier this year, we held a lease reading party where we exchanged leases and we looked for illegal provisions in them.
Yeah, because it's kind of overwhelming when you're looking for a place and then you're handed like a 5-page lease mm-hmm. with thousands of words. But it is good to know, you know, maybe if you get locked out, you're charged an enormous amount of money to have someone come out and let you in, especially after hours. They tend to have extra charges if they're closed for the day, getting a new key made, and then pet fees too. So it is good to really read over your lease and get a little knowledgeable about your rights to protect yourself. And so that's really good that you teach that. And then can you tell me a little bit about your websites or contact information?
Ames Tenants Union on Facebook. That's where we post and advertise for all of the events we have, all the meetings we have. So that's a really good place to follow us. We also have a Twitter at Ames Tenant, and our email is amestenantsunion@gmail.com. If you email us, we will respond to you.
Again, this is something that benefits the community because it's teaching you your own rights, how to protect yourself. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Joy B. and Preston Burris.